您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。Recently, a photo of a young couple having a passionate kiss on a subway in Liaoning province of northeast China has gone viral and invited a flood of criticism for the couple's behavior. Chinese police have warned commuters against kissing and getting too intimate in the subway. 有网友在微博上晒出了一对男女在沈阳地铁一号线的车厢内旁若无人的亲吻接触的照片，公共场所如此不雅的行为遭到了网友的激烈抨击。 So what has happened, and do you think that the degree of intimacy to you is a little bit overboard?
Yes, well, I've seen some stills from this video, and it does seem like this lad sitting on the subway is undoing a girl's shirt. And I think that's going too far on the subway. And I think that having a kiss is fine. But it comes down to our personal beliefs about what morality should be, though, really, doesn't it? There are some countries where if you kissed in public, you'd be flogged for it, like some countries in the Middle East, for example. And there are other countries where you might see two men holding hands in the street, and they might be, in fact, as happened in Russia the other day, there was a test done by some journalists. They sent two men through the street holding hands, and they got all sorts of abuse because of the current anti-gay feeling that there is in Russia at the moment because of, the way things are going there at the moment. So it all depends on one's personal beliefs and personal morality to some extent, which makes this a quite a difficult topic to say yes or no, is it right or wrong? But I mean, when I see the picture of them kissing, I say that's okay. When I see the picture of him undoing her shirt on the subway, I say that's too far. He's going too far there.
Personally. That is just going way too far,
yeah.
In my book. Do you see where his hand is at in the second photo? It is just not appropriate.
We should say where it is for our benefit of our listeners.
It's in the subway.
It's inside the girl's shirt on her chest.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Thank you for describing it in such a tasteful way.
Yes, thank you, Mark, because I do not want to do that. Say those words. But thank you. And that's in a subway. It's a public place, right? I think, yes, it does depend on a personal judgment when it comes to such things. But when you see the flood of criticism that come after it gone viral online, then I think it seems like most people don't think it's okay. I mean, these days, I think things have changed quite a lot when it comes to what is acceptable and what is not in terms of PDA. And
what does that mean, PDA?
Public display of affection.
Oh, that's right. Okay, thank you for the reminder.
Okay, and
It's just that some of our listeners might not know what that meant,
yes,
including
me. How very thoughtful of you to ask that question. And I just remember a couple of days ago when I saw these two junior high students, I can tell from their uniform, that they were engaged in a very passionate French kiss on the streets of Beijing. And I remember in my days that would be considered as really, really bad. I wouldn't go as far as saying forbidden, but it'd be, it's not acceptable. But now it seems to be okay. So I think certain things have changed. But this one, it's the kind of situation that I would hail, go get a room, guys.
Oh.
So I think this is really going a bit too far, and I think it's up to, personal decision, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But still, there is this general kind of social norm that I think people more or less can feel.
The other thing is, it's kind of like this, anyone, with a bit of experience in that area would never do this, because it's as though these two have just discovered romance, and they want to show off. It just shows how naive and inexperienced they are, I think, really, doing that on the subway. For goodness sake, we could all do that on the subway if we wanted to, but we don't, because we're mature and we've got over that. We don't want to show off like that. So to me, it shows the opposite. They're trying to appear to be really mature, But in fact, I think it gives the opposite impression of being rather immature and childish and juvenile in their behaviour. I mean, I was thinking about this in the office, you know. How could we have some sort of morality test? And I came up with an idea, and it's called the China Drive Would Your Mother Approve Morality Test. So in any public situation, just imagine that your mum is there. Would you do it if she was? Now, in this case, I don't think that he'd have his hand in her shirt, and I don't think she would let him put his hand in her shirt if her mum was in that railway carriage as well, right?
Definitely not.
It's the same thing for people throwing rubbish down in the street. If your mum was there, would you do it? Swearing and cursing in the street. If your mum was there, would you do it in front of her? Now, I know that in some cases, the mothers might be from rough backgrounds where they wouldn't know the difference between, you know, right and wrong in public. But generally, all of us know what we would do if our mum was watching and what we would do if she wasn't.
I think that it's sort
in
of
public,
kind of
just assume that your mum is there in public and behave appropriately.
Yeah.
Would that work as a test?
Well,
morality test?
Yeah, I think I already employ that test, and that's why I'm a model citizen. And I think, yes, when it comes to these kind of tests or regulations, a soft one is better than a hardline one, because you can't tell people whether you can wear a shirt that is like 2 centimeters below your cleavage is the bottom line. You can't go so hardline on people.
But and they do in some countries, though.
But China, we are not one of those countries, and I'm proud to say that. And I don't want to see our country turning into one of those countries. Okay, it sounds like a tongue twister. But anyway, I think there are certain social norms that should be understood by most of us.
Yeah, that's true. And Vivian says, I don't really like public demonstration of affection, not because I'm single, but because it's in consideration of kids. You know, you shouldn't deprive them of their innocence. You know, there was one kid that was in the subway and saw that, and that was quite inappropriate for the kid, I think.
That's why it's selfish behavior, quite right.